Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship program. Actually, it's Saturday, and tonight, since we're the first week in November, we'll be having birthday parties, a party for people. You have, desserts on the Lightship. It's quite neat because some people can actually physically taste whatever they're ordering, appling. So we'll be going to the Lightship, I don't know, maybe 20 before the hour or something like that. So the day today is November 5th, 2016. And tonight's the night that you are supposed to turn your clock back for spring ahead, fall back. But I would recommend, not doing that. A, on today, for one day maybe, or 2 days if you can. So you're still referencing your time as Saturday. Everybody else will be an hour changed, but you will want to be on today's timeline. And you're going to have less of a reaction to the shift, because this is how the aliens shift the times and put a new programs in place, because they alter everybody's consciousness on what time it is. Oh, if you can possibly not change your clock to see what word is, well, your computer naturally will change automatically, but, your other clocks that you have around, just think that today or tomorrow, when you wake up, is today, and you're going to repeat Saturday. And you're going to find that if you change it on Monday, it'll be a very easy transition, whereas doing it normally would be a little more difficult, because you have to jump into another timeline and there's chaos there. So we'll hear the date here. Here we go, clearing November 5th, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. And if you'd like to bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, we'll energize one light beam or whatever you have up there. Oh, here we go. Activating the light beams to bring you peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going to help the enslaved aliens that are here. So if you have any listening to the program through you, or they're around you listening, which you can't see, or whatever, they will have a chance to leave, although they have to go through some type of, we'll just use the word testing, with the time-traveling soldiers before they can exit here. So here we go. They want to leave. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 'Cause that's about it. So whatever would have liked to leave or wanted to leave or whatever, they're gone. Oh, I had to do 30. That's not too bad. Okay. So turn it over to you, Kathy. I got to release an incident from you. So sometimes, since we're getting close to the, the elections, if you are, involved with that or see it on TV and et cetera, maybe you're seeing disturbing things happening or things that you never thought could happen is happening or has happened over the years. You maybe feel betrayed or something, or maybe you already know about it, but it still makes you feel kind of bad. Now, we do have clearings that may help you. You may want to do some of the alien clearings. You should probably maybe do a trauma clearing. That definitely will cost you something, but unless you already have it. A lot of people kind of are in trauma, especially with our hearing stuff of what's been going on, which I'm not going to mention, but those things may not seem the way they're supposed to be. Anyway, so that might be a good clearing for people to use. Do you have anything else that maybe could be a free clearing for people, possibly, Kathy?
In relation to dealing with feared?
Yeah, just maybe being powerless in a sense. And let's just say that, for instance, since the Electoral College, is electing the president, and you happen to be in a state to where maybe even if you voted one way, you wouldn't be selected because all your neighbors are voting a different way, and would lose out. Your vote really isn't counting because of that. Now you're frustrated because the state itself that you live in is going the opposite way you are, even if you do vote. So what clearings do we have that people could do for free?
Yeah, the free ones. Well,
upset, traumatized, maybe anger.
Well,
any ideas?
Talking about the free sample clearings. Yeah, this has kind of come up before, and I think that what's been suggested was either the 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal with another person's name or your own, and or environmental imbalance timeline crash. And or the alien holographic reality.
That would be a good one, yeah. Very good, yeah.
However, if we all have the emotional whole life clearing, that's a good one to start using in the incident box. You run it anyway, but you could put in what you're hearing, thinking, feeling, that might things that are going around us that are causing us some anxiety, even though we're not choosing to be involved in the current discussions and energies that are around us at this particular time before November 8th. So I would put certain key phrases that come to my mind and things that are kind of, maybe bothering me in the incident box as well to clear, give it a good, 100 minutes or so, depending on how strong or how much.
You also do maybe the psychic billboard. So if you're kind of crazed or something, now you're drawing people to you because your billboard is expressing your feelings,
mm-hmm.
Do that so you can become more neutral so people won't, or, talking to you about you don't want to talk about or frustrates you or upsets you. I was thinking of that because some people are that. And watching things and hearing things. It's like a shock to a lot of people, unless you've been listening to our program for a while here about shifters and aliens and everything else, they really haven't connected with that yet. Everything kind of goes that way as you start filling out little boxes, and it's the next box to fill out, and finally at the very end it's going to be aliens, These people controlled by aliens. So that's what we talk about, and to release them from people. So that's sort of where we are. If you are feeling distressed, we'll say there's those free clearings to help you. Oh.
I think one of the things we get a lot of, Ron, is other people's opinions, whether we ask them or not.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't even mean to give their opinion. It just comes out. Because
they're
feeling the energy.
And you're talking about billboard is probably what's there to attract them into your experience here. But, you may want to clear that out so you don't get bugged by people.
Yeah.
And, it could even be, somebody who is voting for a different person than you might be if you do vote. You get into an argument, or they're really hostile, who knows. But anyway, well, think of a situation that you're dealing with yourself, a personal situation, and clear that away from you. So this is like a program that you were running, and actually you're on a timeline because it became real to you. That film footage is already there. I'll release that film footage for you so you have some peace. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okie doke. And turn it over to you, Kathy. So what, have any emails or questions from people or testimonials or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, lots of those. I did want to, before we get going on the inbox, though, Ron, is did want to remind listeners that, yes, today's Saturday, November 5th, as Ron said, and tonight we're going to the Creation Lightship and having a November's birthday party. Prior to that time, you're certainly welcome to write in your requests for healing rooms or areas that Ron takes us to as our escort on the Creation Lightship, and I'll be watching the inbox for those and convey them over to Ron. We have our usual email address, or you can send them via the BBS Fast Chat feedback form, and just put in a quick few words in the subject line, and I'll be sure and catch it. I'll be watching for those while we're having our program here, because Ron said we're going to go to the Creation Lightship at 20 till, approximately. And another announcement is that on Wednesday, November 2nd, Ron did generate an email to everybody for the announcement of the upcoming intensive and also a pin removal call, which will be on Saturday, November 19th. And the upcoming intensive will begin on the 12th, Saturday, November 12th, and then continue through the next three consecutive Sundays, the 13th, 20th, and 27th. So there's lots of opportunities for healing with the Creation Lightship in addition to the intensives, which are the telephone conference calls, and also the various teleconferences for healing of entities and clone removals and energetic cording that he does during the week, as well as a trip to the lightship and activated waters on Wednesday. So there's lots of healing possibilities. And if you did not get Ron's newsletter, perhaps you're not, your email's not current or you haven't subscribed, so you may want to just go to the homepage of creationlightshiphealing.com. It says welcome home with the heart right on the top there. And over on the right, it says sign up for our email newsletter. Just simply type in your current most used email address and then hit the go button, and you'll catch the next newsletter. He sends several out just on this topic, and that's all. Just to let you know about the intensive. Okay, so I see that some of the comments are coming in now, Ron, for the request for the lightship, so we'll keep watch on the time. And now I'd like to, Ron, go through the inbox and read some of the comments that you received going back to last Saturday's program that just came in recently. So let's see here. On Saturday, apparently you had done on that program, you had done some healings for walking. So someone's saying that they just had to write, they can walk easier now, it was difficult yesterday. It felt like they had a chain around a right ankle, and they couldn't move their leg forward. So apparently you removed pins and shackles from her leg, and it's all gone, and she's walking better.
That's great.
Yeah, so apparently, even over the radio, these are live healings. And when you feel that good on just a sample radio program, imagine how good it would feel to have those energetic pins removed over a four-hour, or maybe that's a two-hour healing session. Because Ron's call will focus on removing deeply embedded energetic pins, he calls them. He says that they prevent us from moving, living, and feeling our most healthy. The pins can be lodged in our organs, joints, tissues, skin, muscles, and bones. Ron's had this conference call twice before, and they reported listeners have reported a greater sense of body awareness, ease of movement, and great relief from chronic and long-term pain and injury. Basically, lots of people felt like they were floating afterwards. They could just effortlessly walk. During this call, a vast amount of energetic pins will be removed from you, both in this physical timeline you are living now and also real physical pins from many unseen timelines. These pins are from your body's past genetic lives and from alien tangent torture timelines. So for $20, let's get those out. That's $20 via PayPal. And Ron, I remember the very first call you did, I think it was maybe back in June, and I was listening as people were, you were concluding and people were talking to you. You unmuted the line, and I just heard so much gratitude and complete just relief from people's voices that they just couldn't convey it enough, or they couldn't find the words or thank you enough. It was just... they felt like just so much better. And then, of course, they asked you to do it again, and so here you are doing it for the third time. So these don't happen all that frequently. This is a chance to set aside some time, 2 hours for yourself on Saturday, November 19th, and Ron will, you will send a donation via PayPal, and then Ron will send you the phone number and the access code for the teleconference. Close to the time of the call. Okay, so back to that letter. She was just talking about removing the pins and shackles and how much that had helped her over just the phone. And then she says that last Saturday night she was awake most of the night, and unfortunately, because she could feel strange things happening to her body, so she called upon the Sovereign Soldier's crew that she's in the team of for help. And they said it would be okay, and they went to find Ron. So so she did feel better, and she said it's just a nice thing that she can share this with you, Ron, and you can't just tell anybody, oh, last night I was out on a timeline fighting aliens to save the planet. And she says that's okay. She's glad to be of service, and thanks you very much.
That's been interesting the last 3 weeks. So, but all that I can say, we have I talked about what's happening on our last Wednesday show and you know, the show last night. So, you know, if you wanted to hear the archives, you could tune in there. I don't really want to talk about too much about what I talked about before. I really don't have this at this second any updates from what I've talked about. So I guess some coming up. Maybe it'll be on the Monday program. So the dates would be the 14th, then I believe the 13th of November. Oh, but the clones are being released out of here. I'm still, you know, I don't mind them leaving in less of a problem. You know, I'm not, I'm still watching the aliens that are taking them away, making sure they don't get people with spirits or anything else. So they're going through a lot of scrutiny here on what they're taking. But, you know, they're going. So if you found yourself with feeling that, oh, your mind isn't, fused, or a lot of mind chatter that you're listening to that you didn't know what it was is released and feel a little more mentally stable, I guess you could use that term, and or you feel more space around you, and you don't see a lot of people anymore, like, you know, where you used to go to with the places packed, and now there's only a few people, so that's what's happening. They should not be able to bring in any more aliens here to take the places of the ones that they got, you know, abducted or rescued. You want to use the word rescued. Because they knew these clones would be dying off in around 5 to 6 years, I think. So they wanted to use them themselves So anyway, that's basically it. I listened to the show last night and also maybe the one on Wednesday. Both of them, you have an idea what's going on. Oh, what's new, Kathy?
Well, back to the inbox. This next letter is called, it's about Halloween tricks. And you had said we should be working on past Halloweens. We should do timeline crashes on those. So this listener sat down with a pendulum for help, and she mapped out the years she went trick-or-treating, either for herself or when she took her kids. Also various costume parties and street parties. So finding all that out, she was going to be working on this for quite a while. And the number of minutes, she says, in timeline crashing range between 1,000 to 5,000 for each year. And she says...
Yeah, that you were abducted onto many timelines because of where you were, or maybe what costume you were wearing, or the association of being with somebody. So,
yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, so, Ron, sounds like you're encouraging her to continue. Maybe she could check back with us on how she's doing. She's written in before. She's done lots of timeline crashing for high amounts of minutes. And anyway, maybe she could just check back with us and see how she's doing on that particular project. She's really tackling it head on here. She says that in the past you would talk about this and she wished it would all go away, and now she's finally making that happen. Thank you for the nudge. She's doing the homework. Okay, so if anyone else is doing timeline crashes on the homework Ron suggested, the Halloween hauntings, things that we used to do, maybe you could let us know how that's going. Now, this just came in from Friday. Apparently, Ron, on Friday's entity release call, you did a clone release also as a little bonus, and you asked for people's experience. So this listener kindly wrote in, and she says, since the release of clones, she feels less pressure on her body. In other words, she doesn't feel compressed. She also says she can feel more spirit, especially in her lower body. She says her creativity and thinking is greatly improved. In other words, she can move smoothly through problem solving. She feels more peace, hope, and belief in being here. I think she means being here on Earth. She's noticed less people in traffic in the streets and the stores. She has less fear, courting, and mind chatter occurring in my life, she says. What a great gift to have more freedom. She says, CLS, Creation Light Chip, is the real deal. She's taking advantage of the gift from Source Energy. She really appreciates it. Well, that's a really good testimony, Ron.
Yeah, thank you. Sounds good.
It's always great when people notice how the healings manifest.
I'll do a healing. We did pins last night. So when we do, you know, a shackle call, maybe that could be next. I don't know, after the pin one. They both are pretty popular. So if you weren't on these calls, you know, you could check it out last night for the pins, and I'll do a shackle one today. So let's see. Where should I? I'll do shackle somewhere. Where do you think I should start with do? I can do a couple shackle locations. So what do you think, Kathy?
Well, I always think wrist.
Wrist. Okay, so here we go. So... kind of check out your wrists, maybe move them a little bit, see if they weigh anything or not, or check the weight of them. And I'm going to work on the right wrist first here. So they can look like handcuffs in a way. probably a lot more cruder. So here we go. Taking some of the ones that I've seen typically are ones that like a medieval type, where they actually maybe had some type of, I don't know if they had, you know, nuts and bolts back then, but kind of similar, you know, some way to attach it. And normally the metal isn't perfect, and, you know, it can give your skin away and stuff and cause infections, etc. Here we go, taking the right one off. That just fell off. Doing the left one now. So check your right wrist, right hand, to see what it weighs, if it's changed. Maybe you had an ache or pain on it, and it's gone now because the shackle was always there pressing against you. Left one here is a little different, so... Oh, boy. No. Off. Okay. And a lot of times they'll put a chain between your you know, the wrist going up to something around your neck. Well, let's take the chain off now because it's dangling on your neck, particularly down the front of you. There we go. Taking the chain off. There, that just got released. Your neck popped up a little bit. I will take the thing around your neck itself. Wonderful varnish around you here. The metal stuff, some have spikes in them. Some are just maybe like an inch to 2 inches in width, in height, I should say. It's coming off here. Coming off. There we go. So you might want to get up and maybe move a little bit, move your neck, see if it pops, crackles, or something. Maybe you might feel a little taller. Well, that's what we'll do just for samples, is that here. We could do maybe arms. I'll just do that here. I don't want to do too many because take away from the show tonight. But I'll do your arms, your forearms here. There's a chain going behind your back. Chain off here. Are mounted above your elbows. So, chain just came off. On the right one, that's attached to you. A few people, this is looks like it's actually embedded, not for so long that, you know, it's maybe going into your skin a half an inch. So, right one's coming off. There, that's off. And left one. Off. Okay. So back to you, Kathy. If you want to give us a comment, everybody out there, if you felt something, let us know. Kathy will tell you how to do that here.
Be sure and move around a little bit, as Ron suggested. That way the healing can set in and it can free up the darkness out of your body, help your spirit settle in. You might feel hot flashes or warmth, or might start yawning a lot like I was, and you might feel like the need to suddenly rub your neck. You might feel like maybe you can walk a little easier. Just varies, but it is real, and people do report different things when they get these wonderful healings which Ron offers us so generously. Oh, yes, I do feel that coming in, Ron. Okay, let me bring myself back here. So we mentioned the pin call again. This is a sample of what Ron does on the pin calls. He, you know, he does what he sees. What he sees needs to be done on each of us, he does for us. And also even takes requests sometimes if you can send things in ahead of time, if you have something particularly concerning you. Some people
I'll release this one here. I just see it here. Everybody has different situations going on, but this one here, a few of you have. So you're like maybe the last survivor of maybe a half a dozen ones that were chained together, and now you have to drag them around. Died. And kind of wretched, but anyway. So I'm going to take the chain off of you that connects these dead people I'm sure there's odors involved wherever this is, you know, how a body decays. But don't get the chain off of your neck and off of your waist. You're pulling these things wherever you're going. So here we go, taking the one off the neck. That got released. Now one off of your waist. There, that's released. Okay, see if you can maybe walk better. That's your comment. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I was just saying how you see things, and you saw that. I noticed some people, when they walk, they sort of have a tilt, like they're tilting forward. I wonder if if any of us have that, and if it's going to be gone.
pulling dead relatives along, huh?
Yeah. And Ron, I was just about to ask you if a listener can be absentee on the 19th. Can they still have a full benefit of the pin removal call?
All the calls you can be absentee on, so there's no problem with that. Just know that things are happening to you, and you might feel maybe a little strange, might even feel sick. You know, who knows what we're doing, you know, at that time. So just know that it'll go away, and you feel better afterwards. Yeah, absentee is perfectly fine.
And
when we do the call, you know, we're awake here, but you're sleeping. So you can still have full benefit going to sleep on the call if you wish. So back to you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. All right. So here's a response. Thank you, Ron. I feel very relaxed. I felt the relief. I find I wear much less jewelry since you've removed shackles. It doesn't appeal to me now. It feels like putting the shackles back on. Yeah.
I've heard that a couple of times, similar comments.
Yeah, I agree with that, too, although I've changed the kind of jewelry I wear now, more stretchy. Anyways, okay, so I'm watching the time, Ron. It's 35 after.
Okay, so we've got 5 minutes. Anything good out there on testimonials or comments?
Yeah, I'm looking for the comments. I just read some. And so let me just ask a question that was here earlier, in all fairness. Someone's asking about the relationship clearing and how does it work. They're concerned that it removes complete memory of relationship with the person. And yet this person is still physically attacking them. Of course, they want to stop that. So in your opinion, this person would like your opinion if they should either buy the relationship clearing or the dark side practitioner clearing, if they can only buy one at this time.
I think I'll do the dark side practitioner.
Dark side
and also
practitioner.
Do clearing for that person, you know, the 2,000-year barcode. And you probably wouldn't need the alien to light or clone to light because this feels like they're more in the human nature. I don't think the clones will, you know, do much on psychic attacks right now. So those bearings and the clone and the alien one really won't pertain too much unless they have a shapeshifter in them. So, you know, with that you could do the alien attack page and aliens, shapeshifters and things. You may want to get that on there. But first I would do the our side practitioner because you know the person's name. That you want to do many times, maybe 3-4 times when you get it on the computer. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I'm going to send you over some of the requests for the special healing areas. In the meantime, someone's wanting to let you know the topic they wrote is ascension. They've been experiencing a pre-ascension and lots of healing, and they're doing the clearings. They're finding more health and doing a lot of work for themselves. They feel like they're actually taking back up some certain old spiritual practices, but they're doing them in the now. Your response?
Well, what's happening as you're in the now more, and the cloned energy is not around you, and also having the Earth being switched over to more light in the light territory. So all of a sudden, the holograms that would normally be easily put in place for you to visit and experience are no longer there. So you're starting to probably feel maybe a little strange because what you used to do isn't there anymore to push your buttons. And maybe you're seeing more truth because the mind control from those holographic programs and everything else being transmitted to you is no longer there. So you're starting to see more truth, which means less button pushings, and you're living more in the now because of having the clearings. That's why it's good to have the basic clearings that we recommend all the time. And you need to start with the emotional one first. You know, even though you may think that you're living in your fear body or your anger body, or maybe you're dealing with traumas a lot, those are bodies that, you know, get contaminated also. But the emotional one is what you need to clear first, even though you may think you don't need it if you're living somewhere else. But do that one first and then reevaluate. And the next one is half price then for you on your whole lifetime clearings. Well, Kathy, I guess we're about that time. We're getting pretty close here. Is the Earth in alignment? Well, I'm still seeing it as puzzle pieces. Not totally connected, probably because the hologram maybe made it look that way. I don't know, but the Earth is fine the way, you know, for what I'm seeing, even though it's going through changes right now. So remember, it's trying to get rid of the aliens, too. So that's where we are. But as far as it being a different out of orbit or something, no, it's fine with that. I don't see it changing much. But you may feel things missing that used to be around you, and they're no longer there. Or the energy of what you're looking at is fading away. Oh, let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live and listen to the program. This every Saturday night. If you're on an archive, then you go, well, I better go listen to that show that we had, that I'm having next on Saturday because I want to go to the light ship. You will feel peace energy. And you need to think of one condition that you're dealing with. It could be anything that's physical. So here we go. Under the light ship, everybody, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, whatever is around you. Maybe you have, maybe you're like looking out at the ocean. You can bring part of that ocean up that you can see. Maybe you like rocks. Maybe you are by, you know, a river or a pond or something, and you want to bring that energy up because it's very comforting to you. Maybe you have a favorite tree that you go visit, or you like watering your flowers. So just bring those up right now. And if there's any darkness attached to them, it'll be gone. And they'll have a healing, which may make them emit more light for you. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And naturally, we go into the hot tub room. This is where we go to all the time. This is like a, it's kind of like a silver-gray colored gel this time. Had a request for something a little different. I believe this is like, instead of having like a hot tub with the stuff bubbles, this is just like a small swimming pool, like a bathtub, and it's filled full of calcium, magnesium water. So it's like a magnesium therapy bathtub. There's like a waterfall going into it, if you like that. So you're kind of like floating. And here comes that energy for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into another room. And this is where they put on the air cushions on your feet. So if you happen to have tired feet, or maybe you pulled a muscle in your back or something, here we go. Doing the air cushions and doing some energetic braces for you. You can specify where you might like them. Typically, We put them on people's knees, add extra support, maybe three or four of them per knee, waist, you know, underneath your shoulder blades, or shoulders, them on your neck, on your head. So it depends, you know, what you think you might need. So those are being connected now to you. And let's go into the room with the whales. So here we go. And they'll be in place probably in about 4 minutes. So here we go. Those are the energetic braces. So whales come in your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have tropical fish. So that's kind of your choice there, what you might like to have. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the dolphins. There's many different types and colors of dolphins, so just request what you'd like to have. Here we go. We have each of these. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And somebody's requesting chickens and also maybe roosters, so that'd be cool. So let's just, since the roosters look kind of regal, let's bring in the roosters. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have parrots, so we'll do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we're going to have our birthday party and people born in November. We're going into the food court, and this time there's a big round table, and they're bringing out, you're already there, previously, oddly enough, and they're bringing out desserts to you, what you requested, and extra desserts for you and other people to share. And it's the size of a pencil eraser. There's a lot of chocolate there, so if you like chocolate, it's very yummy. You can take some with you if you wish during the trip on the light ship anyway. You may not have to bring it back here, but it could come with you energetically. Who knows? You could try it. So, you know, you're going to get a little plastic bag or container and maybe put 50 of these in it, you know, and see if you can bring them back here. Who knows? So here we go. We're singing happy birthday to everybody born in this month, so happy birthday. And if you're having a birthday, you definitely probably want to get the natal barcode so you don't have all the stuff going with that on your birth date. They control you with that, your natal chart. But anyway, happy birthday, everybody. And the light beings are singing happy birthday to you. We're all having a yummy time up there eating. Wonderful dessert. And so we'll come back from the light shift here. So here we go. Come back down. Somebody wanted pumpkin cheesecake. That sounds good to me. I got the chocolate cake, German chocolate with hot fuzz and drizzle and nuts and cherries and ice cream and whatever else I could put on it, you know. Got a couple of those, so that was great. Mouth is watering, you know why. So here we go, coming back down, everybody. I'll count to 5. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Yes, my mouth is watering, and I'd like to think I took that pumpkin cheesecake with me. Finish it, or have seconds. That was great, Ron, and having the energetic braces was really nice, too. Makes me feel like I'm sort of floating around. It kind of went with that shackles clearing you did previous. Freedom of movement. Can't beat it. Okay, well, thank you so much for that wonderful healing experience. That's a sample of what Ron does for us during the 8-hour calls and the 4-hour ascension preparation call that he's planning to have on Saturday, November 12th, for 4 hours. And it's good to register through his website via PayPal. Just go to the Home Again page. And probably the easiest way is to click on upcoming events, and it will take you to the menu of all the different healings and the ascension preparation conference calls that Ron's holding and the various prices and the discounts that he has. Okay, so prior to going to the Creation Lightship, which was wonderful, somebody sent in a suggestion for what we were talking about earlier, Ron, which is about how the energies of words and people's feelings and emotions regarding what's going to be happening on Election Day and just the energy around us that we can't seem to avoid is affecting us. And so you had suggested, you had asked for some clearing ideas, and this person sent in about the keyword clearings. Well, that was a really good idea, to do the alien keyword intercept, as well as the probably the natal barcode removal for certain words that are hitting hard with us, as far as you know, opinions and certain things we hear on the radio or see in the media quite a lot. And those are probably really great clearings to do all the time, no matter what's going on. So that was good. Alien keyword intercept for phrases and people's opinions and various headlines we might see, and then also the natal barcode removal, which is one that Ron does the clearings for us every day. Every time we have a show, he clears the energy of the numbers of the dates, and we can do that ourselves as well. And in November, there's quite a few things coming up with interesting numbers that could be tracking or affecting us in some energetic way that we do not want. Also, we mentioned daylight savings time, and Ron suggested that we not turn the clocks back until possibly Monday, or probably feel better if we didn't do it when everybody else is doing that. And we could also clear some phrases we hear regarding that time change, such as fall back. That's two good words to change. And we could change, we could clear the words daylight savings time as well as fall back. Interesting, Ron, that we used to fall back in October until Congress changed it under the Energy Policy Act of 2005 to November. I'm sure a lot of us remember when it used to be in October.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. Now it's in November. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for your comments and suggestions to Ron and your terrific testimonials. Just to review some of the things that Ron's discussed this past week, one of them was the clearing topic of the three clearings that Ron has pretty much put a red star next to of all his many, many that he has, just because of the energies he's been clearing lately and the things that has happened to the planet. And what I'm talking about is listen to the archive of November 2nd, Wednesday, November 2nd, which is up now, and then listen to the archive of yesterday, which was November 4th, when he discussed with the other co-hosts what he had to do and what the special forces and he were encountering, especially with the battles in Antarctica. So the clearings that Ron has red starred right now is the IQ cording clearing, the creativity clearing, and the education clearing. And so someone's asking, Ron, if they buy one of these clearings, would they get the second one at half price? They can only get two right now. If so, which two would you recommend to get?
Boy, I don't know. I would say the IQ and the other one, the...
creativity?
Boy. Yeah, it'd be the IQ and the education. Those two are very, very good. To be creative means that you're going to be more in the now, and you're going to be able to use the now energy to help you out in creativity. And it takes you way away from the laws of cause and effect. Otherwise, you could be trying to manifest, cause and effect energies in your parking place or whatever, not realizing it, because you're still using mind energy. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and so the first part of the question was, would I get the second one half price? And then, yes, that is correct.
Uh-huh,
because
yeah.
It would be over $100 since these are whole life clearings.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right, okay, good. So, back to the inbox. This came in last night, but we couldn't get to it. So someone's asking, Ron, if they use the gemstone or crystal activation, or they use a gemstone for many different things, and they wonder if they can use multiple stones and crystals and hold them all at once when they do the object activation or gemstone activation healing and have them all work, or is it one by one?
Well, you're not really trying to input gemstones with you know what you want to have happen in your life. They'll be neutralized. So if you want to hold them to neutralize them to get off the energy that is there, that's perfectly fine. But you're not using them to, you know, try to work through you like a deity, like people normally do. It doesn't work that way. So if you want them neutralized, then yeah, no problem whatsoever. People who go in the light chamber, if they have jewelry on, it's automatically neutralized.
So should he neutralize it one by one, one at a time?
I probably would, yes. I think I would do it that way.
Okay, Ron, could we possibly ask a favor of you to neutralize an object near us right now, such as a gemstone, cell phone, or maybe even a favorite pen?
I want a pen or pencil. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. It's done.
Thank you. Okay. A testimony. Today, it's regarding the 12th source energies experience. Today, while listening to the 12th source energy clearing, her cat was quite content sitting beside her. Then when they got to the fourth source energy, the cat became alert, with wide eyes looking up and following across the ceiling behind the bed. The cat was doing this through the fourth, fifth, and sixth source energy clearing. She remained neutral. She had big, dilated eyes, and was very focused, staring back and forth toward the ceiling. She even cried once while stretching, reaching for the ceiling on the headboard. She then settled down and closed her eyes. So the listener is asking, Ron, if you have any idea what the cat was seeing.
Just probably the energy coming in. That's what they do, so they see lots of stuff. Maybe actually seeing things leave, but I would say they're probably seeing the energies resonate with itself, you know, the cat and you.
Yeah, it's amazing what cats can see. So, another observation, clone retrieval observation. I've also been noticing significantly less people on the roads and in the stores. It feels like a holiday with everyone gone. That must be nice. I'm also noticing something interesting tonight, which is that where there are people, it's packed with people from all races, kind of like Noah's Ark with two of each animal. Hmm.
they probably had a, not knowing what to do, they just, you know, put in the kitchen sink in that location, you know. Oh, yeah, that's probably what happened, you know.
Little of everything. Thank you for that. And one of the comments from the listeners about the Creation Light Chip, they took home a light chip dog bag. And basically, from the birthday party, they took home a doggy bag. And they also brought home a lemon meringue pie. Oh,
that's cool.
Cute.
We'll see how for you. Maybe you can comment later on. But, yeah, that's kind of neat.
Yes, uh-huh. Someone's saying that regarding the special pin call, they also do feel much benefit with the Android robotic removal call you did. They did both of them. And they are putting in their request for another one of those Android removal calls, Ron.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, that's that was a good one, sure was. Someone said that they really like the calcium and magnesium waterfall bath, and they felt the warmth tonight in the back muscles, and it was a great light ship healing tonight. Fantastic. Thank you for sending that in. And here's a comment regarding 12 source energies. One of our creative listeners, who's good and handy with the computer, Ron, wants to know if it would be okay with you for if he puts it on a YouTube, like an audio, you know, YouTube channel for everyone. Send it to you first?
Yeah, I'd be good to send it first so I can listen to it and maybe send it to CLS Questions. That'd be great. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, thank you very much for offering to do that, because that does seem to be something people do want, that 12 source energies, just a loop of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this person's asking, too, if he's trying to work to bring more spirit back in his body. And I know you've talked about this before, so I guess he's been giving it some thought, but he's saying that is there a possibility that if you lose your spirit, which has been created, and you have just even
you're not losing your spirit, so what's the next part?
Okay, he says since he has less than 0.1 or 0.5% of his original
spirit. That's normal, okay.
Yeah. Could he eventually gradually create space to create more spirit and eventually rise to have more spirit again?
No. Your spirit's unique to you, and what is lost through all your incarnations and doing things that may have forced your spirit out of your body, which people do, you can't get it back. If the dark side already has it, it's probably next to impossible. So what you have is what you have, I wouldn't have any regrets on it. Just know that you don't want to have any more of it taken. So we got the show probably a few more minutes to go here. So some people are really concerned about what they have done in the past, taking too many drugs or too much meditation or too much of whatever, or having somebody do attunements on them, and they know that they lost, something. Their spirits and their eyes aren't as bright as they used to be when they were a younger child. Well, that's just the way life is here. There's really no judgment and nothing you can really do about it. Just carry on. It's where you are now and move forward. You put the clearings to help your body out. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, someone received the Clone into Light healing a few days ago and wanted to use it responsibly. So they're asking, could you please explain again what it's for? Is it for clearing clones around you or something more?
It's for clones around you that you know, people that you know that could be cloned out, okay? And some people even, would like to do it on themselves, just to do something for themselves, because you could be cloned out too, not knowing it. Do yourself and do some friends around you and see if they respond and behave differently. Oh.
Okay, is that more of a spiritual infusion?
No. It says just do it, if you have friends, you may want to do it a few times a day. Maybe you see them once a week, so just do it quite a bit and see if they can hold more spirit energy and be reestablished in the light versus being a clone.
Okay,
then you want to do spirit infusion.
Yes.
And, you know, some people are might see aliens too, and we want to do that for them if you want. But mainly it's just for people that you know where they got goofed up. And you'd like to be with them again, but they don't relate to you. So, back to you, Kathy.
All right. Thank you for that answer. And someone's asking to verify something with you regarding being negative on their psychic billboard. So, could you please clarify if what she feels that... Okay. She says that there's people telling her that she's a very negative person. And so she put their names in the dark side practitioner clearing. And
good.
She also will run the Nagel barcode clearing for the button pusher keywords. But on her psychic billboard, does she have it there that she's a very negative person? Is that why people are telling her that? Do you think see her as someone who's attacking everyone?
Yeah. So somebody is imprinting her billboard that way. And that could make you become negative. I would suggest just doing the mind of heart drop every hour, and that should put you more at peace. And if you're at peace, people aren't going to read your billboard to have seen things on it because you're peaceful. And maybe these people are only there with maybe shapeshifters in them to aggravate you. Well, I would kind of look at that too. Maybe they just came into your life, not even the person that you knew, what they look like them, to cause you situations and troubles and traumas because they got your number, and the darkness doesn't want you to stay peaceful, so they're bugging you all the time. Clear your billboard out, you know, and put down the way you want people to respond to you. That's the easiest way. Then the billboard clearing, second billboard is $20 a month. Looks like our time is here. So, here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So here we go. And I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. Let's be out loud. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So, everybody, our Wednesday archive, I believe, is up. The one for Friday might be a few days, possibly. But we'll see you later. Blessings, and remember, keep the clock on today. Keep it on Saturday. You know, don't change your clock. So, and then you can watch the people, because you're going to be in a different timeline completely than your friends. And you'll be able to probably watch them just like you watch them through like a, kind of like viewing fish, you know, at the aquarium. They'll be on a timeline that you're not on because you're choosing not to be on that timeline. So this could be a great experiment for you. Take some notes. So bye, everybody. Blessings.